Hi, everyone, and welcome to Sugar Hill Church's Weekday Podcast. My name is Benj Smith, and I get to serve as one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. You know, I'm both excited and admittedly a little nervous, as this is my very first Sugar Hill Church podcast. So be kind to me as I learn and grow to hopefully share some encouraging thoughts from His Word that we all can apply in our everyday life. One of my favorite statements from God's Word is found in Psalm chapter 78, verse 72. And David shepherded them with integrity of heart. With skillful hands, he led them. Integrity of heart, skillful hands. To me, that means that David led the people God placed in his path with a genuine and generous heart, and by using whatever skills, talents, gifts that God had instilled in him, he used those to invest in the lives of others. All right, so how does this relate to us today? Well, I'd like to start off by asking you a question. I'd like for you to think of a name of a great current or past leader. Okay? Got it? Maybe you thought of a past U.S. president like Abraham Lincoln, or maybe a famous CEO like the late Steve Jobs at Apple, or maybe you thought of Martin Luther King Jr., the great activist, humanitarian, and civil rights leader. And while all of these leaders were amazing in their own way, I'd like to suggest to you that our great country has and continues to be shaped by leaders that most of us have never heard of. I know there are many, many extraordinary leaders in our church. For example, a lady that is a small group leader for preschool kids comes to my mind. She also helped start a ministry that delivers flowers to people in our community and is involved in helping teenage moms. Plus, she's a godly wife to her husband and mom to her wonderful children. Another example I can think of is a church member who also leads a local nonprofit that provides food, clothing, financial assistance, and life coaching to people in need within our community. These two heart and hands leaders, as I like to call them, and many more like them, they may never be known by people outside of a 50-mile radius of the Sugar Hill community, yet God sees them, and I believe with all of my heart is well pleased with their caring hearts, their acts of generosity, and their use of their ever-growing quiver of skills, talents, and gifts to invest in the people around them. You know, at its very core, leadership is about influence. And in some way, every one of us have moments and opportunities every day where we are influencing the people around us through our words and our actions. And as Christ's followers, it's important to recognize that we are all leaders in and for His kingdom. Whether you're a mom, or a husband, or a college student, or a small group leader, or a brother, or a sister, or whatever. You are a leader, and your task and my task is to lead with a genuine and generous heart and to take whatever skills, whatever talents, whatever gifts, whatever experiences God has given us and use those to invest in those that God has placed in our life and on our daily path. Through His strength, each of us can make a difference in and for His kingdom today. We don't have to wait till tomorrow or next week or next month, but we can do it today. My encouragement to you is that you intentionally seek out to invest in at least one person's life today. All you have to do is simply lead with your generous heart and your skillful hands. Remember, you are a leader. Hey, if you're using the Sugar Hill mobile app, please be sure to share Sugar Hill Church's weekday podcast by clicking on the links below. I look forward to seeing you guys this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and I hope you have a refreshing rest of the day. Bye now.